Mays Chapel Elementary School is a construction site, but in August, it will be the new school for nearly 600 students living in the York Road corridor. The county school board is scheduled to decide tonight just who those students will be. And Mays Chapel principal Steve Coco is excited.
I can't wait to find out who my students are. I can't wait to find out who my families are so that you can reach out and build relationships and partnerships immediately because that's what we do.
But for months, Mays Chapel has been at the center of a big political puzzle. Almost all of the 10 surrounding schools are overcrowded, and that's why the new school was built. But which students from which schools will go to Mays Chapel, and which students will be shuffled from one existing school to another? There are two plans on the table. They're called A1 and B1, and parents in each camp find themselves lined up against each other. Parents at Riderwood Elementary have been lobbying intensely for the B1 plan because it leaves Riderwood alone. None of its students would go to Mays Chapel or anywhere else. Joel Signer is the president of the Riderwood Elementary PTA.
A1 is built into the idea that we need relief, which we don't. The data provided from the school system says that we are about 8 students over our state rated capacity, which is a fairly insignificant number.
Another plus for B1, according to its supporters, fewer students will be moved from their current schools. But parent Mike Madsen says it's not just about headcounts. Madsen's 2 children go to Pinewood Elementary. Under either plan, they'll go to Mays Chapel, but Madsen says he favors A1 because it does a better job of equally spreading around those students who get free or reduced price lunches. Madsen says there's evidence that a lower percentage of students on the free lunch program in a school leads to that school having an overall better academic performance.
My kids are going to a new school, and I want to feel like it's a school that has just as much of a chance to be successful as all the other schools. And then you obviate some of that fighting about them versus us if everybody's on the same basis and it doesn't matter which boundary you cross.
Under the A1 plan, 14% of the students at the new Mays Chapel School would be on free or reduced lunches. Under B1, 27%. A1 supporters also say students would spend less time on buses. County School Superintendent Dr. Dallas Dance says he's heard arguments from both sides. Dance says nothing is more controversial for a school system than redistricting.
Redistricting always has a way of making sure that you engage your community in a way where everyone then says and really defends the pros and cons of their schools.
Principal Coco says it doesn't matter to him how tonight's vote goes. He says Mays Chapel Elementary will accept and greet all the students, no matter where they come from. Coco is spending most of his time hiring staff, and he hopes they'll include some familiar faces for the students.
So if there are teachers that are able to join us from some of the affected schools that know our community directly and our students directly, I think that creates a certain level of comfort for our students and families.
Coco also wants to hear from those new Mays Chapel students on what the school's colors and mascot should be. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.